join the band as we all head for the refreshment stand.
Let's clear away the cobwebs for a tour of long-lost local drive-in theaters. And of course, outdoor movie buffs, America's first drive-in theater was opened in Camden, New Jersey by Richard Hollingsworth in 1933. Return with us now to a sultry near-summer night, Thursday, June 4, 1959. At the Airport Drive-In, Essington and Tinicum Avenues on Airport Circle, Academy Award-winning Separate Tables was shown with Deborah Carr and David Niven. At the Andalusia, at Frankfurt Avenue and Philly City Line, it was bargain night, $1 a carload for a triple feature. At the Bucks County Drive-In, Route 611, 5 miles north of Willow Grove, Richard Widmark and Dorothy Malone starred in Warlock. At the Chester Pike Drive-In in Clifton Heights on Route 13 and Eddystone, Marilyn Monroe was held over for a second big week in Some Like It Hot. At the Lincoln Drive-In on Roosevelt Boulevard in Trevose was featured Natalie Wood in Bombers B-52. The Quakertown Starlight Drive-In, Route 309 and Trainer's Restaurant, was showing Al Capone and the Hanging Tree. Philly's South City Drive-In, 3300 South Broad Street, was the prior occupant of the site of Veterans Stadium. South City boasted a giant free playground for the kiddies and would cheerfully refund your Walt Whitman Bridge toll if you presented a dated receipt. The Roosevelt Drive-In, Route 1 at the Langhorne Speedway, was screening Walt Disney's The Shaggy Dog. At the Family on Chester Pike in Clifton Heights, Audie Murphy was wild and Sandra Dee was innocent in The Wild and the Innocent. With your speaker clamped to your driver's side window and your arm nestled around your sweetie, soft summer night memories on the big outdoor movie screen of Movie House Productions.